Night had fallen by the time they reached Redwall. Posey pounded on the main gate.
Open up, will ye? 'Tis the Laird of Bolaney, with a braw company of friends, and many a rascally prisoner.
Form old Gulub Gurpaw, who had been gatekeeper that day, emerged from the gatehouse, shaking his velvety head.
Who must have smelled thee supper, sir? I'm just sitting down to it in Gurt Hall. Come in.
Every beast trooped in expectantly. Abbot Glisson, who had been taking a pre-supper stroll, came hobbling over with the aid of a yew stick. The old dormouse straightened up slowly.
Oh, this back of mine feels twice as old as me. Welcome back, friends. Supper'll soon be on the table. Is every beast safe and accounted for? Laird Posey, who are all these vermin you've roped together?
Drawing the sword of Martin, Posey pointed with a flourish.
Oh, allow me to present the unpainted ones, father. We had to clean them up a wee bit. I'll dispose of them on the morrow. Meanwhile, we need a place to keep them locked up safe.
The abbot stroked his chin thoughtfully.
Let me see. The bell tower. It's built separate from the main abbey. They can sit on the floor and up the stairs. Top window, there's far too high for any beast to jump from. The bell tower should be fine.
Corksnout Spickle volunteered to guard the captives. He ushered them into the tower, standing sentry over the single door, armed with his huge bung mallet. Corksnout issued stern commands.
Find somewhere to lie down or sit, and not a peep out of any beast. Oh, and just let me hear one ding out of those two bells, and you'll find out just what this mallet's for when it ain't being used on bungs.
Knocko stared admiringly at the huge cellar hog.
Now, if Noy was a painty one, there's a beast I wouldn't mess with. That big hammer of his makes a sandbag look like a babby's toy.
It was a strange experience for the Gonflins, seeing inside Redwall Abbey. They had all heard of it, both in story and song, but for long generations, no Gonflin mouse had been inside the hallowed building. Their curiosity, however, was soon dismissed when they were introduced to their first abbey supper. Coveting a huge bowl of salad, a wedge of cheese, and a fresh-baked fowl, Posey viewed them with awe, whilst repelling one or two of the raggedy mice from his own portion.
Oh, will you no look at the wee terrors? I've never seen beasts shoveling vittles down like that. Ouch! A wee, you fiend! That wee rascal bit my paw!